This is Tom Rowe in the WGXC newsroom. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information on anything you hear here, including links to all the local magazines, blogs, Twitter feeds, newspapers, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. The Post Star newspaper reports that the U.S. House of Representatives is expected to vote Thursday on legislation that would delay the implementation of a new federal Environmental Protection Agency regulation meant to reduce mercury emissions from cement plants. Quote, "We're not striking them, but let's delay them for 15 months and give the EPA time to repropose and finalize them, and also direct the EPA to make sure that these rules comply with the president's executive order on regulations," unquote, said Stephanie Vail, a spokeswoman for U.S. Representative Chris Gibson, Republican from Kinderhook. The Wholesome cement plant in Catskill is in Gibson's district. H.R. 2681, the Cement Sector Regulatory Relief Act of 2011, would, according to the Post-Star, give the EPA at least 15 months to repropose and finalize revised rules for cement manufacturing facilities, extend compliance deadlines from 3 to at least 5 years to allow facilities time to comply with standards and install new equipment. In February, Gibson voted for an amendment the House passed to suspend EPA funding for implementation and enforcement of the rule, but the Senate voted the amendment down. This time, the House is voting on delaying implementation but not suspending funding. You can read the full story in the Post-Star. And yesterday on Free Speech Radio News, which airs on WGXC at 6:30 p.m. Monday through Friday, they aired a report on this issue on its newscast yesterday, Wednesday, October 5th. You can go to the Free Speech Radio News website, which is linked on the WGXC newsroom page, to hear this report from Matt Laszlo, but we'll also play it now.
This week, House Republicans are continuing their push to weaken environmental regulations. The Environmental Protection Agency says if the latest effort to lower air quality standards for mercury is approved, the health of thousands of people will be negatively affected. Matt Laszlo reports from Washington.
Lambasting the EPA has become a rallying cry for Republicans nationwide. At a time when job growth is anemic, Congressperson Todd Young of Indiana says the agency ought to halt imposing new regulations that were mandated by the Clean Air and Water Acts.
We cannot keep letting the EPA impose these burdensome and job-crushing regulations without any concern for how they affect our constituents.
The EPA is currently moving forward with an effort to force cement manufacturers to cut mercury emissions by more than 90%. But the industry opposes the move, citing the cost of installing new equipment. This week, Republicans have a bill on the floor that would effectively delay the implementation of that new rule for 5 years. Oklahoma Republican John Sullivan says the EPA needs to take more time to assess the impact of the regulation on the construction industry.
The purpose of this legislation is to provide EPA additional time to repropose and finalize its rules setting maximum achievable control technology and other standards for cement manufacturing plants, so that the rules are both achievable and protect American jobs.
The EPA says the new rule could cost the industry around $1 billion, but would save between $7 and $18 billion, while also preventing up to 2,500 deaths and thousands of respiratory problems. Illinois Democratic Congressperson Bobby Rush says the GOP is being disingenuous.
I call it the dirty cement pollution bill. And let's be perfectly clear, Mr. Speaker, this bill this measure is not about jobs.
Cement is the second largest mercury-emitting source in the U.S. Rush says the new regulations that would go into place in 2013 are more than a decade past due.
Will allow for thousands of additional premature deaths and premature heart attacks, as well as tens of thousands of additional asthma attacks that could have been avoided. Mr. Speaker, the public health benefits from the reduction of air toxins emissions from cement kilns have already been delayed long enough.
In the Senate, legislation that's intended to improve the safety of oil and gas pipelines is also being held up. Last year, there was an explosion at a California pipeline that killed 8 people. The committee with jurisdiction over the bill passed the legislation tightening safety standards unanimously. But Kentucky Republican Rand Paul is blocking the bill from getting a speedy consideration by the Senate, under rules that allow legislation to get fast-tracked if no senator objects.
We shouldn't just rush things through. It should strike people as unusual that sort of things just flowing through and there's not being a discussion of it. No amendments, no discussion of it. Take one afternoon for the Senate to hear the bill.
Paul says the National Transportation Safety Board just released its safety report on the California accident last week, and he thinks lawmakers should take the time to examine the report before rushing through new regulations. But Democrats say it's a part of a larger effort to delay and derail new regulations. California Democratic Congressperson Henry Waxman says freshman Republicans are taking the nation down a dangerous path.
The House has voted 136 times this Congress to block action to address climate change, to halt efforts to reduce air and water pollution.
Now, with the House voting to undo the cement regulation that's intended to protect people's respiratory health, Waxman says voters aren't getting what they asked for.
The American people need to focus on the radical agenda of the Republicans that are controlling this House of Representatives. I don't think when the Republicans were voted into office, the American people voted for poisoning more children with mercury and letting more of our seniors die prematurely because of uncontrolled pollution.
The vote to cut down on mercury emissions from cement plants is slated for Thursday. In the coming weeks, the GOP is also expected to debate bills to slow down or stop new regulations for coal-burning power plants and industrial boilers. Matt Laszlo, FSRN, Washington.
Governor Andrew Cuomo is touting his Medicaid redesign team, as its measures enacted in the state budget in April resulted in savings in August of $173 million, or 2.5%. Monthly, New York State spends $6.8 billion on the Medicaid program. Quote, Governor Cuomo's initiative to reform Medicaid represents an unprecedented effort to bring the public into the process of improving health care, controlling health care costs, and reforming health care in New York State, said Health Commissioner Nirav R. Shah, MD, in a press release. Quote, with the hard work and dedication of the legislature, the industry, and the public, New York is becoming a model for the nation in improving health outcomes while controlling growth, unquote. Carol Osterink reports in the Gossips of Riverton that Common Council President Don Moore issued this statement to members of the council and the press, though not the WGXC, at 4:58 p.m. Wednesday afternoon. Quote, regarding the 10-day period called for by Seeker, the city is required to wait 10 days after the filing of a completed GEIS before agreeing on a finding statement, the summary of findings from the GEIS. The city filed its notice of completion of the GEIS with the involved agencies on October 4th. The 10-day period will end at the close of business Friday, October 14th. During that 10-day period, the concerned parties may file comments with the city. The city does not have an obligation to reply to the comments, as was the case during the official public comment period in early 2010, unquote. Monday, September 26, Moore and the Common Council passed the GEIS without first allowing the public to speak at a special meeting at the Hudson Central Fire Station. You can go to the WGXC website or the WGXC newsroom to play a recording of the entire meeting made by Dan Udell for WGXC. New York State Senator James Seward will attend the Greene County Department for the Aging Volunteer Recognition Luncheon at 12:30 p.m. Thursday, October 6th at the First Baptist Church in Catskill. The ceremony is to honor folks in the Retired and Senior Volunteer Program, and the First Baptist Church is at 20 West Main Street in Catskill. Today is, Thursday, October 6, 2011, and the National Weather Service predicts widespread frost this morning before 9 a.m. There's a freeze warning for western Greene County and eastern Columbia County, and a frost advisory for eastern Greene County and western Columbia County. Later, it will be sunny with a high near 61. Thursday night, widespread frost is expected again, mainly after 2 a.m., otherwise mostly clear with a low around 30. Friday should be sunny with a high near 65. Town meetings today. In Ankrum, the planning board meets at 7 p.m. at Town Hall. Austerlitz, the planning board there, also meets at 7 p.m. Copake, the same thing. Planning board meets at 7 p.m. as well as in Ghent, where the planning board meets at 7 p.m. Kinderhook, the Zoning Board of Appeals, meets at 7 p.m. And in Stuyvesant, the town board of the town of Stuyvesant holds a public hearing to consider whether the town of Stuyvesant shall be exempt from filing and obtaining an area variance from the minimum setback requirements for the proposed new salt shed in accordance with the use laws of the town, including the town zoning law. That meeting is at 6:30 p.m. at Stuyvesant Town Hall, 5 Sunset Drive in Stuyvesant. Finally, the Wyndham Town Board meets at 8 p.m. at Town Hall, 371 State Route 296 in Hensonville. The sun rises at 6:57 this morning and sets at 6:32 this evening. Likewise, the moon rises at 3:44 in the morning and sets at 1:42 a.m. Today's birthdays include Jerry Adams, David Hidalgo, Matthew Sweet, and Rebecca Lobo. You're listening to WGXC. I'm Tom Rowe, and that's the news this morning.